coming up on 8 minutes after 8 o'clock here in your Tuesday morning time for a Kicks Morning Chat. And joining us this morning from the Burke County Cooperative Extension Office, we've got Damon Pollard. Good morning, Damon.
Good morning, Dave.
Nice to have you here today. And congratulations. How are things going in making that adjustment to running things there at the office?
So the transition to county director, you know, is a process. So I laugh because I say I don't know what I don't know. But, it's going well. You know, you get the chance to shape the vision for extension for Burke County. So it's leading the team's been fun, and so we'll make that transition in the next year for sure.
There you go. Well, it's nice to have a full staff again. You're back to full power there.
Yes, sir. We've filled our Hort position and our Family Consumer Science position, so we have a full team and, you know, kind of ready to go.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's some things going on. Of course, we were just talking off air, not too far away. We're less than a month away from fair time.
Yep. Got the Drexel Fair coming up, and that'll start officially on the 24th. I think the rides and, you know, the carnival part kicks off on that Thursday preceding the 24th. But the official opening would be the 24th. So folks can come out and enjoy the fair, you know. It's the first one, I think, so.
That'll be great. Yeah, it's always good to get out there with the family. You can, you know, like you said, you can do the rides, but you've got the livestock barn, all the agriculture stuff going on. So, you know, we encourage folks to get on out and enjoy it.
Yes, sir. It's a fun time.
It is. So if, you know, folks have questions, maybe they haven't been out to the office or they want to learn more about some certain things, that's really what you're there for. You're there to be a resource,
yes, sir,
for folks.
We're kind of the bridge between NC State University and A&T University and their research to the people. So, you know, anything that folks have questions about, from livestock, forestry, field crops to hort, their lawns, shrubs, and then also food preservation and food safety, and then youth development. We got all that covered.
Yeah, you do a great job, sharing that information. And one thing that we've been dealing with pretty much all summer long is the drought.
Yeah, and we've been improving lately, and we're kind of, I guess, a little bit afraid to say anything. But yeah, the rains have helped for sure, and you know, we're looking a little better than we were. So, you know, long term, I don't know where it's going to lead, but we're hoping that we continue to get these timely rains and it helps our, you know, growth of our crops and our forages.
Yeah, absolutely. How have things been looking, dealing with that for the farmers out there?
Yeah, so, you know, hay harvest was really low compared to normal. And so we're in that phase of seeing what this second go around does for us. And, you know, there may be some shortages in the fall, and so we're kind of getting ready to address that, I guess, and, you know, help folks find resources and hopefully be able to find what they need for winter feed needs.
Yeah, absolutely. That's something they're going to have to look at as we get a little closer to fall, just to see, you know, because normally they'd be able to just go out, get the hay they need, and they're good to go.
Yep.
Now they may have to go elsewhere.
Yep.
So
and maybe further trips and, you know, maybe some transportation costs included in that. So
right, something to think about for sure. Now, folks want to come out to the office and chat with you about things, or maybe give you a call with any questions. Let's give them that information, Dave.
So we're at, you know, Ammons Drive in Morganton, above the Sheriff's Department, and it's 130 Ammons Drive at the Burke Agricultural Building. And if they want to call, you know, they can call the office at 828-764-9480, and our secretaries will hook you up to the agent that you need.
Yeah, they've got a great crew there. I mean, and your website is a fantastic resource for people, too. If they want to start there and kind of dig around, you can find a lot of information right there, too.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, Damon, congratulations again, and we enjoy working with you and the whole crew. We look forward to talking to you all again very soon.
Thanks, Dave.
Absolutely. There's Damon Pollard joining us this morning from the Burke County Cooperative Extension Office for a Kicks Morning Chat.